Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Militia leader Schaefer Cox took the stand in his own defense yesterday. He and two others are accused of accumulating illegal weapons and conspiring to kidnap judges. Cox said his group believes an economic and social collapse is likely, and they're simply trying to be prepared. He said violence should only be used defensively, but he also said the government can become criminal. The defense continues to present its case today. A jury trial now set for September 24th in the case of last summer's fatal accident out the road. 25-year-old Ryan West is being charged in connection with the death of 19-year-old Gabriel Cart. West and Cart were both in a truck that went into a ditch and rolled several times at mile 35 Glacier Highway in June of last year. West sustained minor injuries. Cart passed away when he was ejected from the vehicle. Police believe that alcohol and speed were factors in the crash. A two-week jury trial had been scheduled to start as early as last December. Prosecutors also want to revoke West's probation stemming from an earlier case in which he injured a woman by dragging her with his truck. That will be considered pending the outcome of the murder trial. Scheduling the trial was complicated by other high-profile cases headed for trial this fall. One includes a Juneau man accused of four counts of sexual abuse of a child. All four charges stem from 36-year-old Joshua David Berger as a parent or guardian allegedly abusing a child in his care. A 100-count indictment had been lodged against Berger in May of last year, but that was recently dismissed in Juneau Superior Court, essentially vacating the trial that was scheduled to get underway in April. A September 4th trial date was set in the new case. Also tentatively planned for this fall, the case of John Marvin, who was accused of, or is accused of, shooting Juneau police officers Tony Wallace and Matt Tokuoka in August of 2010. Marvin was declared not competent to stand trial in January. Another competency hearing is planned for next week. 30 government scientists will be spending the next few months studying fish in the Bering Sea. The researchers are participating in bottom trawl surveys, doing stock assessments of species such as walleye pollock, Pacific cod, yellowfin sole, northern rock sole, and three species of crab. 18 scientists are leaving this week from Dutch Harbor aboard three separate fishing vessels chartered for this year's survey. Some of the fish have been surveyed for decades. The information forms the basis for many of the stock assessments used for groundfish and crab harvest advice in Alaska. And in more science news, a University of North Texas team plans to chase Venus from Alaska and Hawaii today during the planet's rare transit across the sun. It's a modern-day twist on a 1769 expedition by British Captain James Cook and three others in different locations who set out to document the transit and try to calculate the Earth's distance from the sun based on a formula devised decades earlier by astronomer Edmund Halley. In Alaska, the UN team, led by Astronomy Program Director Ron DiUlio, plans to track the transit from Homer, not with grandfather clocks used in Cook's day, but with high-tech telescopes, atomic clocks, and cameras, including one equipped with a global positioning unit. The endeavor is among scores of Venus events planned for around the world for today. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for perhaps obscured conditions for today. The weatherman's calling for mostly cloudy skies and a chance of showers. High today should be about 61 degrees.